T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Downtown. Look, Paul Goldman, he knows what's going on in the city. He's been around it for a long time, worked with some of the movers and shakers over many decades, and he joins us now. You know, Paul is the founder of PutSchoolsFirst.org and was an advisor to Governor Doug Wilder, former chair of the Democrat Party of Virginia himself. Paul, I took note of all your posts yesterday. Tell our audience about your press conference yesterday and what you were doing to try to get documents from Mayor Stoney's office related to the downtown development project.
Well, you know, after 14 months of secrecy, you think the people would have some right to know when they're being asked potentially to give $600 million in public financing to Mr. Farrell's group. But, you know, we just pay the bills, John. We don't get any information. Mr. Farrell's group, the mayor, Richmond Times-Dispatch editorial board praised themselves for being a nonprofit, going to get a 501c3 tax exemption so they won't have to pay any taxes. And all I've asked for is what they sent the city, which documents their legal structure. I know what they said to the SEC, but that doesn't matter. I asked the IRS, well, are these guys really a tax-exempt 501c3 like they say they're going to become, or they are? We can't really decide. IRS says, we haven't given any tax exemption. So
they haven't certified it as a not-for-profit.
Well, they haven't. Remember, they formed this organization almost 2 years ago. If you read their articles of incorporation, that's what they say they're going to become. I don't think they can do it because they're lobbying way too much. So myself and others have said, I'll tell you what, will you at least tell us the date that you filed for the exemption? They won't tell us. And in fact, today, in the story yesterday on Channel 6, they say, well, you know, Goldman doesn't know what he's talking about, you know, and we're doing this is going to happen soon. 2 years. So all I've said is, look, you had to write something to the city. When you filed this RFP saying, give us all this money and we'll promise you a free this and that. I just want to see what you told the city. The mayor,
I wonder,
everybody's commented on it.
Let me see
the document that you told the city what your legal structure is.
It seems legit. You seem a little more cynical about Tom Farrell's involvement in this than I am. I think you and I both agree that this is a huge project. There's a lot of money on the line. There's a lot of land on the line. In a large sense, the future of Richmond is on the line with this thing. And it's just kind of disappeared off the radar, and everybody's acting like, oh, well, we'll let you know when we're ready to talk about it. I'm puzzled by that. That's not what usually happens, and it makes me think something is wrong. And if it's not wrong, then somebody needs to get out in front of it and try to explain things. And this secrecy that you seem to be revealing also is concerning.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, if you got nothing to hide. And the question of cynicism is this. They have praised themselves. And let's understand. And they've said it. But for the $600 million, the people may have to put up pay for the Coliseum. Tom Farrell, his people are putting no money, zero, into the Coliseum. It's 100% financed by you and your friends, John. And because of that, they say, if you do that, they'll be able to have almost $1 billion in private
investment
stuff that they're going to make money on. I got no problems with that.
Yeah.
But they're brandishing this nonprofit as if they're just doing this out of the goodness of their civic heart. And if that's the case, just show me. That's why I've
show me how you justify it. Yeah.
I just want to see the paper that you tell the mayor, look, this is our legal structure. This is how it's going to work. What, you know, the thing is, it has to come out eventually.
So why not do it now? Because I think the thing's going down in flames at the moment. And I don't know why you and I seem to be the only people posting things and talking about it on the radio.
It's coming back. I heard, by the way, they're going to bring it back. They have
what, a new reveal.
Well, they'll reveal it when they reveal it. Mm-hmm. And the secrecy is unfortunately permitted by law. But FOIA, as the Richmond Times-Dispatch reporter Mark Robinson said, because these are so secretive, the only thing a concerned citizen reporter can do, and he's filed, interestingly enough, as I point out, they granted his FOIA, the RTD, which supports
the proposal.
They got their FOIA granted for information that basically the city said, oh, no, you can't have it, Paul, because if it was released, it would adversely affect the city's bargaining position. So the listeners have to understand this. They are saying to release the document to me, which shows the legal status that the mayor and Tom Farrell have trumpeted, would adversely affect the city's bargaining position. How could it adversely affect the city's bargaining position?
Well, to
show me the document.
At some point, they've got to come clean with everybody. And if the thing's on track to talk about it, and I'm looking at the clock, Paul, I hate to do this to you, but I got to ask you, what do you think of Terry McAuliffe real fast not running for president? It surprises me. I thought he was going to try to be a player in this.
I had heard months ago that he wasn't going to do it. The thing is, look, if you're really concerned about policy and you really want to make a difference, so what if you're the underdog? Joe Biden has run three disastrous campaigns for president. Remember, he ran in 2008.
Right.
Against Obama and Hillary. So if I put it, I said, look, governor, former governor, why drop out? So you're an underdog. You
get in there and shape the argument. Yeah, I think you're right, Paul. Maybe he'll reconsider when he hears from you. He doesn't give a damn what I think, but he might care what you think. Paul Goldman, the former chair of the Democrat Party of Virginia, I always appreciate the chance to talk to you. I think you've got really interesting insight. Thank you, Paul.
Thanks, man. Take care.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.